We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
My guest today is Jill Harris, Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Sciences with the Todd County Extension Office. I hear we're talking about scams today.
Yes, this is a great time to talk about scams. Did you know Americans lose billions of dollars a year each year to fraud? And fraud can happen to anyone, so it's not just one particular person or age group that it targets. The best way to protect yourself against scams is to be aware of the tactics of con artists and how to recognize red flags or warning signs to avoid getting scams.
How can you spot a con artist? What do they look like?
Well, you know, sometimes I think of those cartoons, you know, the stereotypical criminal with the little mask on, then the little striped shirt and looks like a burglar. But the truth is, you cannot tell if a person is a con artist by their appearance. Scam artists come in all ages, sizes, races, genders, and it could even be someone you know and trust.
How do you know that you're being conned?
Scam artists know how to use and play on your emotions. So they will ask you personal questions and play up some emotional triggers, which may be fear. So they may say something, you know, ask you some questions and then make conversation and make you feel afraid of something, or greed, like, hey, you've won $100,000, or, you know, and we're all, who doesn't want to win $100,000? Or this is urgent. I have this today only, and you are the only person who can get this. So they want you to make emotional decisions really fast that you would not normally make.
How can you protect yourself from being scammed?
There are two main ways to protect yourself from fraud. First of all, decline suspicious offers. You know that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Hang up on calls like that. Delete those emails. Delete the texts. Block the spam calls. That's one great thing you can do from your cell phone. And also block the emails. Don't answer door-to-door salespeople either. Another thing, if you're going to consider an offer, take the time to research it. Research the opportunity. Wait before you buy something and make sure you're not just making an emotional purchase, because they're going to want to push you. You need to buy this today. This offer is only good today. But get all the details in writing and read the fine print before you sign.
You know, you mentioned red flags. What are some of those that you were talking about?
Good question. So watch for promises. They like to make promises regarding an offer, a deal, or a sale, such as, this is exclusively for you. So, but think about that. Why is an offer only for you? It's today only. But why would I offer just, why wouldn't it be good for another few days? Or I only have a few left. So those are really called scarcity tactics.
How about when people ask for money?
Oh, they have lots of ways of asking for money. One definite red flag is when they ask you to make a check out to them personally or to cash only. So when that happens, those personal checks, they're just going to cash that personal check and keep the money, and the cash may never make its way back to the business, if there even was a business. Another thing is they could ask for a wire transfer, internet currency, or a gift card. And the reason they do that is because those forms of payment can't be tracked or reversed. Another thing is they might send you a check. Hey, I got a check for you to deposit. Go deposit this check in the bank, but then you've got to send me back some of that money. But you can keep the difference in it. So what happens is that check bounces and you're on the line for it. You're stuck paying it back. Another thing is they sometimes ask for advance payment for something that you expect to receive, such as, hey, you've won this sweepstakes, but before you get it, you have to pay me $500. You should never have to pay in advance for something you're receiving, especially for free.
So, Jill, should you sign contracts with missing or incorrect information?
Absolutely not. A contract with blanks is another red flag, because those blanks can be filled in later with terms you didn't agree with. Missing information may also be a sign that something isn't right. So, you know, if you're signing a contract and it has things that are blank, don't sign it. Don't sign documents you don't understand either. And if they say, oh, you don't have to sign anything today, I'm going to send you the paperwork later on, but you just have to pay me today, that's another red flag. That's to keep you from researching their opportunity. And a lot of times you can get online and search, so whatever the scam, whatever the thing is that they're promising, and you'll get a message that it is a scam. Some phrases to watch for are things like guaranteed profits or phrases, but you have to keep in mind that risk and return go hand in hand. So if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. That's kind of known as phantom riches. It sounds like you're going to win a lot of money, but you really never do.
And have you ever heard of scammers threatening arrest or legal action?
Yes, they're just trying to scare you into signing or buying. That's kind of like bullying you to make a deal with them, and they're playing on your emotions. So don't take that seriously.
I see. These have all been really good tips. What's your advice to avoid being scammed?
Like I said before, decline suspicious offers. Just say no. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Research your opportunities. Remember, the scammer wants you to make that hasty decision. So if you put them off, time could be what saves you from getting scams. And lastly, remember to report scams to authorities, because that could help others from falling victim. So if you get scammed, then report it to the authorities. And I've noticed some of the local authorities have put out information about, hey, this is the latest scam going around. Don't get scammed. The Attorney General's office is also really good about letting people know what scams are going around. And if you want more information about scams, we have lots of it at the Extension office. Give us a call at 270-265-5659.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension office at 270-265-5659.